Hi, this is Ernie Fazio, and the show is Earnestly Speaking. I'm talking to Gary Newman. Gary was the originator of the reverse mortgage. He created the first one and was right here in Sayville. Gary, you have a lot of experience with financial instruments.
Yes, I do.
And the reverse mortgage came as an idea to you because of what?
Well, there was a situation where a senior was running out of money, living in a home that was paid for, and she needed to have some liquidity so she could live out her life.
Right. Now, when you do that, you have to be very circumspect about doing it, don't you?
Definitely.
What are some of the considerations that you would tell people to do when they're considering a reverse mortgage?
Well, you should consider all the details. Common sense goes a long way. If you were to consider getting a reverse mortgage, number one, what condition is your mortgage in? Is it paid for? What is your age? And what are you looking to accomplish with the money that you do obtain through the reverse mortgage program? Now, you cannot believe, because it says government guaranteed, that something special is going to happen to you from the government. You need to know all the details. You need to be super well informed, not informed by a salesman, but informed by people that are authorities on this subject.
Now, I want to cover that idea. I kind of rail at the idea that it's a government guaranteed program. What you said is probably quite accurate. It's guaranteeing nothing.
Absolutely. What happens is, if your home is worth $400,000 and you have no mortgage, and you get a reverse mortgage, and per se you get $200,000, half of the appraised value, and then you have to pay service charge to procure this mortgage, which is approximately $10,000 to $20,000. You can either back end the mortgage or you can pay it up front out of the proceeds. Well, you now owe $200,000. In approximately 10 years, you owe $400,000 with compounded interest. This might not be an exact figure, but it's close.
Yeah.
So, and then if the value of your home goes down, you're really upside down in a situation. And the government's saying, we guarantee it. What they're guaranteeing is the overage that's owed to the bank or the finance company. They're not guaranteeing you anything other than the fact that you don't owe any more money.
Suppose I'm a 70-year-old guy, and I want to do this, and I have no heirs, so I may as well max out the value of my house, and I live to 100. They may lose money, right?
They're only going to lose money if you're able to afford to pay the taxes and the insurance and maintain the house and also not get sick for more than 1 year. If you leave the home for more than 1 year, you lose the home. If you don't pay the taxes and maintain the home and the insurance, you lose the home. And they say it, you may lose the home, but there's no such thing as may. You will lose the home.
So let me complicate this a little bit.
Okay.
I now have this mortgage. This is a reverse mortgage.
Right.
I am sick. I'm in a nursing home for a year because the rehabilitation is, but I come back.
You lose your home if it's a year and a day.
Now, that's an automatic.
Automatic.
And why do they do that when they were paying you all that year and they would have paid you whether you were in a nursing home or not?
They don't pay you normally. You can get an annual payment, but you can get all the money up front too. Why do they take your home away after a year and a day? I haven't the slightest idea. It absolutely makes no sense to me, other than maybe there's a financial reason that I'm not aware of. I don't have a reverse mortgage. I gave a reverse mortgage many years ago as a private citizen. I didn't give it involved with any government agencies whatsoever. And my reverse mortgage was more, very more honest and very upfront. And what it was, I purchased the home. The woman that I bought it from gave me a mortgage at no interest. And it was adjusted so she didn't lose any of her government benefits. Her income was maintained. And I paid her accordingly. But this woman was in her 80s. So her longevity was not expected to be as long as if somebody was in their 60s. And after the woman's demise, which was, you know, let's say 5 years or more, she passed on. I had 1 year to pay off her heirs, which I did.
Oh, okay. So in that case, there were heirs.
Yeah.
What happens when there's no heirs? You just...
Well, then it's whoever the government, you know, whoever the asset is left to, whether it be New York State or the church or whatever.
Yeah, it could be a museum.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah.
And then you'd have to pay them off.
Same deal, though. And, yeah. You know, I had 1 year to do it.
Yeah. So, what is what if you would you be critical of the way it's being marketed today?
Well, the way, yes, I am. I'm critical of the fact that they're not giving you all the truth in a simplistic manner, so you can grasp this with your common sense and not be believing in some way that you're going to get a second bite of the apple. I met a woman who claims that she's going to get $1,200 a month for the rest of her life on a reverse mortgage. I said, do you mind me reading your reverse mortgage? And I read her reverse mortgage, and I said, it's absolutely true. You're going to get $1,200 a month for the rest of your life, as long as you die in the next 10 years, because nothing's forever.
And the 10 years is the limit?
Well, her mortgage, because of the amount of equity.
Yeah.
You know, so after you drain the equity...
Help me understand the total cost of doing this. For example, the day I go in, I take my $400,000 house.
Yeah.
I want my I want to be paid each month.
Right.
Do I come up with money up front?
Yeah, you don't need to come up with a dime up front. You could go in and apply for the situation, and all the fees can be back-ended on your mortgage. So you'll never end up paying them. You know, if you live out the mortgage.
Now, what is the implied interest in that? No, I mean, you know.
There's no implied interest. There is interest, just like a bank mortgage, and it's compounded.
All right.
Now, is it exemplified? Does the salesman sit there and tell you, hey, let me tell you all about the back ending of this. Let me tell you about the accumulation of debt. Oh, don't worry. You're not going to pay it. But let me tell you what it is. Well, you're not going to pay it, most likely. But you're not going to get a second bite of the apple because you don't have any equity. And it's implied you're going to get a second bite.
Yeah.
So now you took your first two. Don't worry. You'll be back. And I'll come back for another one. But there's no another one. It's gone.
All right. But there's an upfront fee that you may not actually pay, but it's implied in the mortgage. Oh, so
yes, very much.
So that $200,000 you were going to get is now $190,000 if it's a $10,000
fee. Yeah, correct.
Okay.
But it isn't. It's $200 if you back end the mortgage. It's $190 if you pay at the closing.
Yeah.
You pay the fees.
And then you have an interest rate which could be
whatever,
very high.
4.5%, 5.5%.
Which would be, you know, in today's market.
It could
market,
be adjustable. It could be non-adjustable.
It could be a lot of money in today's market.
Huge.
Because, if I have a good credit rating right now, I can get a mortgage of maybe 3.25%.
Not only that, it's compounded interest.
Yeah.
So say the first year, for the interest you owe $5,000.
I'm going to continue this in a moment. I'm talking to Gary Newman. He has some expertise on reverse mortgages. This is Ernie Fazio. The show is Earnestly Speaking. And the program is on Long Island News Radio 103.9. Thanks for listening. We'll be back.